I'd like to just introduce our next speaker, Randy Wark. He is the Chief Administrative Officer and Human Resources Vice President for the Society of Composers, Authors, and Music Publishers of Canada. He was appointed Vice President in 2008. He has more than 25 years' experience in various fields of HR, including 20 years in the financial services industry. Randy.
I'm going to start you off with just a short little film clip that will kind of give you, in a nutshell, what SOCAN is all about. Hope you all like Tom Cochran, because that tune's going to be stuck in your head till at least lunchtime. And actually, the change in order of speakers here is working out very well, because Lewis kind of did a very good job of positioning what I'm about to talk to about, and that's SOCAN's journey to being an employer of choice. I joined SOCAN mid-2001. And one of the first things we did through Hewitt Associates was to conduct an employee survey, a survey that would measure our employee engagement at SOCAN. As you just saw, the survey told us that 35% of our employees were engaged, very low score. Probably even worse, 30% of our employees were at the opposite end of the spectrum, not engaged at all. So we had our work cut out for us. And, you know, SOCAN's in the music business. That's very true. It certainly supports the music business. But our infrastructure is actually very similar to that of a financial institution or an insurance company. And really the principles are all the same, whether you're in the music business, whether you're in the banking industry, or whether you're in waste management. The principles are all the same in terms of developing a strong and healthy culture. So that's what we set out to do. 35% engaged, 30% not engaged. So we developed a strategy. Our objective was, in 5 years' time, this was entering 2002, This is where we were sitting then. In 5 years' time, in 5 years' time, we were going to be employer of choice. That was our objective. And we started developing plans in that regard. The very first thing we did, which was critical to our success, was an engaged executive team. We had to have commitment from the top to have any success at all. I mean, how often do we hear it starts at the top? And it certainly does. And we engaged our executive team. In fact, we made being an employer of choice one of our corporate strategic plan objectives. We developed action plans. HR developed the action plans, but the executive teams owned them and were accountable for them. And in fact, they were very much involved in terms of communicating these action plans, communicating our progress, and communicating the results of our action plans. Also demonstrated commitment to corporate values. In other words, the executives had to walk the talk when it came to our own corporate values. And we were serious enough about this. We built it into all of the executives' performance annual performance contracts. As a target, a shared target among all of the executives was our annual employment engagement score. And we also needed to have and did have and do have a very supportive board. Each year, I present to our board of directors our results for our past, the previous year, as well as what plans we have for the year ahead. The next critical factor in being successful is communication, and how often do you hear the importance of communication. And we set out to communicate every which way we could to our employees through various means. As you can see, I'm not going to speak to every bullet. Some of them are quite fundamental. But we tried to be somewhat creative in our communications. We introduced internal podcasts a couple of years ago. We videotape our CEO at least once a quarter, and by doing it via podcast, he can address the entire company right across the country at the same time and give and share important information, financial standing of the organization each quarter, and so on. We developed our partnership exchange program, which we feel was somewhat innovative. We call it Pep Talk. This is a voluntary program where employees each quarter have the opportunity to spend a couple hours with an executive. Each executive is teamed up with about five employees. They spend a couple hours. The executive talks about his own experience, talks about the business, and we exchange information with the employees. This has brought us a long way in terms of really developing employee trust in the organization. Another critical factor was performance management, and that is dealing with performance management both at the level of our strong performers as well as dealing with unsatisfactory performers. We put in place a performance appraisal process that is consistently applied throughout the organization. All employee targets are linked to the individual department goals as well as linking up to the corporate business plan. This provides the employee a very clear understanding of how their contribution applies to the company's goals. We put in place, as we did at the executive level, we did the same at the staff level, where they are also measured on their behavioral commitment to our corporate values. We put in place a management feedback program. This is an opportunity for employees to provide feedback via a survey on their manager and their views and opinions of their manager. We've put in place a very progressive disciplinary process. We have now what we call a pay-for-performance culture. If you are a strong performer, a good performer, you're going to be paid accordingly. via incentive bonuses. We also wanted to be seen by our employees as a learning organization. I don't have to tell you that certainly Generation X and Y starve for ongoing learning, education, training. So we put many different programs in place to provide our employees that opportunity to continue to learn and grow with the organization. One thing we were really, really pleased with, actually, is the bottom or second last bullet there, Toastmaster chapter. A couple of years ago, our employees, a group of our employees, started this on their own. And I'm not sure if you're all familiar with Toastmasters International, but they started their own group at SOCAN, and it's grown and grown considerably in the last couple of years. And SOCAN now is the local chapter for Toastmasters in our geographic area. And that was all initiated by the employees. Employee involvement. This was really important. And again, I won't go through each bullet, but wherever practical, we always try to involve our employees when we can. It makes them feel part of the organization. It makes them feel part of the cause. And we don't just work at SOCAN. We have social events. We have a lot of fun. That's very important in terms of driving towards a healthy organization. Some of these are very typical. Some are a little different. Work Proud Day is a day we typically hold in May. That's a day when we ask our employees not to do any work. They come to work, but they don't do their normal daily routine. Instead, we give them the day, the opportunity to clean up their work areas, to clean up their computer files. The executive team puts on a barbecue lunch for the employees. We take 2 hours out for that lunch. We have a live band playing and so on. It really creates a lot of camaraderie among employees, and it has been very popular. As well as other events as well. Halloween at SOCAN blows me away. For an organization that varies in age anywhere from 20 to 65, everybody in the head office dresses up, and it's a crazy day. But it's a very, very good indicator of your morale. Also, I think another important point, too, the last bullet, we have years of service recognition luncheons for our employees. This is hosted by the executive team. And we do it twice a year, and we invite all employees for lunch with the executives, all those employees that celebrated a significant milestone in the previous 6 months of 5, 10, 15 years service. It really, I think, it provides very, very good recognition for the employees. We have put a whole lot of focus on health and wellness at SOCAN for about the last 3 years. Some of these are fundamentals, but we've also tried to go a little outside the box as well. And some of the things we've provided, we do provide on-site chiropractic services for employees. We have a chiropractor that comes in every week, one day a week. And for those employees that do require these services, they get it right on site. This is obviously, it's a convenience for the employee, but it's good for the organization as well. The employee doesn't have to leave to go outside for this service. They can get it right on site. More health and wellness programs we put in place. We do have an on-site fitness room. We hold weekly Nia and Pilates classes. We have an instructor come in that does two classes a week, one at lunchtime and one after work. Very popular. Other things as well, we have a very comprehensive Very well-rehearsed business recovery plan at SOCAN. We put in place a number of years ago. We do twice a year. We hold mock disasters and put everyone through the paces of our business recovery plan. When it comes to health and wellness, I think this is very, very comforting to employees, knowing that SOCAN's got a plan in place and can react very quickly to disasters. Also a pandemic plan. Telework and snow day. Snow day's a biggie. And I know, you know, I've certainly heard the stories where if you get an inch of snow in Toronto, they call in the army. But Toronto does have the occasional stormy day. We have set up a hotline where employees can phone in early in the morning. If the weather is at all risky, if there is the threat of stormy weather, we will close the office for the day. We don't believe in putting our employees at risk and the time that it takes them to commute in bad weather, so we close for the day. Now, it only happens maybe once or twice a year, but it's a popular day. So I said earlier our objectives was in 5 years we were going to be an employer of choice. In 2007, we did the Hewitt survey again, and 75% of our employees were engaged. 2% were not engaged. So we made very good progress, very good progress. And we have maintained that status since then. And it's given us results. Our employee engagement score, obviously, very high. Our productivity has never been higher. And we measure productivity every which way we can. Our net profits, we have had record net profits for the last four consecutive years. Our expense ratio, our overhead, is an all-time low. Our customer satisfaction rates are at an all-time high. They are extremely high. We survey our customers annually, and we've come pretty close to peaking there. Our absenteeism rate is consistently low year over year. Our casual absenteeism rate, and it's excluding long-term disability, but our absenteeism rate due to sickness is 4 days per year per employee. And I believe the national average is somewhere around 9 or 10 days. Our voluntary turnover rate runs at about 2.5%, which is extremely low. We, of course, received top employer recognition. We were recognized as one of the top employers in the country. And just for some icing on the cake, we also won the award for best governance in Canada among the nonprofit sector. So we're pretty pleased with our progress. We do have a challenge, and I talked about numerous health and wellness programs we have put in place for our employees. They are attended, certainly not with the numbers we would like to see. We have a real time trying to motivate employees to be much more proactive, much more participative, and really take ownership of their health and wellness. It's like taking a horse to water, but you know, you can't make them drink. And that's our challenge. And that's my story.
Thank you very much, Randy. One quick question. Any openings? Are you hiring? I particularly like the office, the day to clean your workstation. I have to speak to the dean about that. My office is a health hazard right now.